Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City Council repeals malicious harms ordinance after divisive two-month debate. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. After months of emotional public debate, the Gillette City Council voted 4-3 on Tuesday night to repeal the city's malicious harms ordinance, a law passed in 2023 that allowed additional misdemeanor charges for crimes motivated by bias or intimidation. According to the Gillette News Record, Mayor Shay Lundvall and council members Tim Karsrud, Jack Clary, and Chris Smith again supported the repeal, while Heidi Gross, Nathan McLellan, and Jim West opposed it, the same split seen during the ordinance's previous readings. The law had never been used, but its removal drew strong reactions. Opponents of the repeal said the ordinance represented safety and inclusion for vulnerable residents. Councilmember Jim West shared a story of his own brother-in-law who faced severe bullying in Gillette because of his sexual orientation, saying the ordinance showed Gillette is a place where everyone is treated with dignity. Supporters of the repeal argued the law was unnecessary and divisive. They said existing Wyoming statutes already allow prosecutors to fully pursue assault, vandalism, and harassment cases. Councilmember Chris Smith said he believes every citizen is equal before, equally protected by, and subject to law, adding the ordinance created distinctions the community didn't need. Members of the public echoed the divide, some calling the ordinance political theater, others urging the city not to remove a safeguard that signaled support for targeted residents. Mayor Lundvall again voted for the repeal, emphasized that Gillette's commitment to public safety remains unchanged. He said the city will work to fast-track cases involving intimidation or bias-motivated harm.
This decision does not change our city's commitment to protecting every person who calls Gillette home. Every person in Gillette deserves to feel safe, and every business owner deserves to know that their employees and customers are protected. Acts of violence, intimidation, or harassment, including those targeted at someone because of who they are, what they believe, or whom they love, will continue to be fully investigated and prosecuted under the existing Wyoming law. I also recognize, for many, the ordinance represents more than legislation. It is a reassurance and belonging. Its repeal has created fear for some of our neighbors. And I want to say this again. No one in our city should ever feel unsafe or unwelcome because of their identity or beliefs.
The repeal takes effect immediately. Campbell County woman suffers serious burns in house fire, community rallies with fundraiser. A Campbell County woman remains hospitalized in Colorado after suffering significant burns in an early morning house fire on Sunday on Rondon Road. A GoFundMe has already raised almost $10,000 to support her recovery. Tammy Jo Schaefer sustained burns on 21% of her body, primarily to her head, arms, and chest. The fire was discovered around 4:54 a.m. when a Campbell County Sheriff's deputy noticed smoke he first believed coming from a semi. Moments later, another driver alerted him to the possible structure fire. When the deputy investigated, he found Schaefer on the back porch with visible burns. She was the only person inside the home. A second deputy arrived, and together they carried Schaefer to a patrol vehicle before EMS arrived and transported her to Campbell County Memorial Hospital for treatment of burns and breathing issues. She was flown to Colorado for specialized care later. Firefighters were able to contain the blaze to the room where it started, but the home suffered significant heat and smoke damage. The cause of the fire remains under investigation with assistance from the Wyoming State Fire Marshal's office. Schaefer's family and friends say community support has already made a difference as she begins what is expected to be a long recovery. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.